guys have been really good under your coaching here of not getting behind in the series early. You've almost never been in chase mode. The closest was the one time last year against Ottawa. We got down 2-1. You had a goalie change for game four, that one. What do you draw upon? Anything else from that game that you can draw upon that you can apply to this one against the Capitals?
Well, I think we have lots of experience to draw on in these circumstances. You know, it's hard to win in the playoffs, and you're going to go through ups and downs and emotional highs and emotional lows, and it's all about how you handle those and how you react and respond. And, you know, all we can do is control what we can, and that's learn from each experience, put it behind us, and look forward to the next opportunity. And I think that was the discussion that we had with our team this morning, and that's how we're going to approach it. Right now, our eyes are on game four. We're going to do our very best to put our best game on the ice. Yeah, I thought they were much better. I just thought they were sharper all around. I thought the entries were better. I thought they moved the puck better. I thought their shot selection was good. We had net traffic. We were retrieving pucks. They were doing a lot of the little things. You know, we scored a goal, but we also got momentum off of it in the times that we didn't. So I thought they were much better. You know, they were much more, I think, it's the power play that we're accustomed to watching on a nightly basis. Well, we just want them to be more engaged, and you know, the physical aspect of it, I think, is a part of that. I think Derek's at his best when he's invested emotionally, and I think that's an important element of playoff hockey, and that was something that him and I had a discussion the day before about, and just trying to help him get to his very best game. And so I think, you know, Derek's a real good competitor, and I think part of that is when he plays with a little bit of an edge, and I thought he had that last night. Well, he's one of the elite goal scorers of his generation, and those guys have a unique ability to find the soft areas. I think when you look at their power play, he's very dangerous on that backside flank, and most teams try to pay close attention to it. The challenge with Washington's power players is they have a lot of threats, not just him. So it's hard to just key on any one particular threat out there, and so. You know, I think, you know, we're trying to do our very best to not be predictable and make sure that we have a scheme that tries to limit their best options, him being one of them. But, you know, if you give that power play too many opportunities, it's hard to contain them. And so I think our discipline moving forward is going to be a big an important aspect of our game. Yes. Yes.
Nothing on Hagelin.
Hagelin is a game time decision.
Is there sort of a catharsis, maybe, or a feeling of justice that allows you guys to relax? We hear there's a hearing for Wilson that you guys don't have to kind of worry about.
I don't think our team even focuses on it, quite honestly. You know, we're focused on playing hockey. That's the most important aspect of the game. We're going to do our job, and that's control what we can. We're going to try to learn from each experience. As I said, we're going to watch some film. We broke down the game. We're trying to look at areas where we can improve and get better, and then we're going to look at that next opportunity, and that's game four. It doesn't matter what I think, and you know, as I said, we're not focused on that. We're trying to focus our attention on our game and how we can improve and put ourselves in the best opportunity or give ourselves the best chance to win games, and that's where our focus is.